The land appeared to us to be very high and barren. Could not see a house or cultivated spot. A few flakes of ice or snow scattered about. A cheering sight, though, uncultivated. Some large chunks of ice near the cliffs. Wind and sea much abated. A thick mist towards evening. Wind unfavorable for getting around the point. April 19th, Sunday. A very strong and unfavorable breeze, sailing about 8 knots per hour. A cold, thick mist passed very near an iceberg in the afternoon. Prayer meeting about 3 o'clock. Preaching in the evening when Mrs. Langdon preached about from 138 Psalm, 7th verse. May 20th. Weather more pleasant today, but still a thick mist. Captain says many ships have been lost here, having loosened their beaconing. Some on board have been fishing today, but caught nothing. Could not enjoy myself for the day. A bad headache and other causes. Felt revived in the prayer meeting. May 21st. Had a good night's rest. Feel better. The night clear this morning. Mist came in again about 10:30. Sailing about 5.5 knots. When we found some small pieces of ice coming against us. Some a few inches, others a foot or upwards. Though soon increased in size and number, we soon discovered a vast field just ahead. In a few minutes, our ship drove into it. This is indeed the most awful sight I have seen since I left home. The great fog and immense size of the chunks of ice surrounding us, but thank God he has again delivered us. Many were the pale faces and trembling limbs that again possessed our ship. But now joy and gladness fills every bosom. Much praise due to our captain and active sailors, who was so far prepared to meet the difficulty that we were again free from danger. In about 20 minutes, took a tack off and returned again in about 1.5 hours. No passage. Again tacked off. I believe we were now entering the Gulf and a little way into it. Still very misty. Felt the Lord's presence the afternoon while remembering high goodness. We had a good prayer meeting. In the evening, retired to bed just before 10 in peace and quietness. Fell asleep. Woke again about 12:30 when my great surprise heard the sailors again on the deck, apparently in some confusion. Soon heard the ship strike. Hastened on deck as soon as possible with other passengers and found ourselves once more entered a field of difficulty, again surrounded with slabs of ice, immensely large and dangerous. But he who holds the winds in his fist and controls the raging of the waves kept it both calm and peaceful. Our ship drifted very easy into it, and having but a little canvas, and in less than 30 minutes was again delivered. After a little conversation on the subject, I again turned into bed and had a comfortable nap, but awoke later. May 22nd, morning, with anxious thought, mind somewhat cast down when these gracious words were applied to my mind. What shall harm you if you are followers of that which is good? Soon felt encouraged. I got on deck again about 7 and 8 o'clock. All was well as the ship at some distance on the starboard side of the ship. Everyone on board expresses gladness, somewhat misty still. Now about 10 o'clock, our seamen are making preparations for anchorage. About 2 in the afternoon, mist cleared a little in sight of another field of ice. As we drew near, discovered it was a very narrow passage through. Our valiant captain, willing to do his best, prepared his sails and gently put our little bark into it. At our first entrance, rather excited our feelings. There being a little swell in the sea, having passed a few yards, she became very steady, the sea very still. This ice did not appear anything dangerous as that of yesterday. We got through what we termed the field as immense thick ice in about 1 hour. We had then to contend with a vast number of slabs or flakes, some of them to the extent of many years over. This we had to pass through, for I suppose from 8 to 12 miles upward. Felt impressed on my mind the language of Moses to the children of Israel. The Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more, forever. Something amusing to see several seals, some floating on the ice and some on the water. We passed the whole of the ice in about 4 hours. Now, about 6 o'clock, feel hopeful that this is the last ice we shall meet on our passage. In the evening we held our third class meeting, a goodly number present. Brother Tribblecock took the lead. A good meeting. Getting near the end, May 23rd, morning rather misty with fair wind, forenoon ship sailing 7 to 8 knots, a little bird came on board. Much like a little sparrow, it appeared very tame and confused. About noon the mist cleared away. I could see a long way ahead. Early in the afternoon, again on deck, when the sun again shone on us, being the first time since Saturday, the 18th. Wind died away toward evening, received two names more as members of the Christian Church. Thomas Rowe and Anne Rowe, making together 32, 25 members, 7 new converts. Several more appeared concerned, had a good prayer meeting. May 24th, morning very fine with sunshine, several vessels in sight, land on each side. Cheering sight, passengers whitewashing and cleaning our vessel, making no great headway today. In the evening we held a good total meeting. The meeting held in the Gulf of St. Lawrence between Cape Gadsby and Gadsby Point. May 25th, a beautiful day, just as we sometimes get at home in the month of May. Several vessels in sight, sailing near the shore. Very high land appeared, apparently snow on the top of it. Can see at one glance as if we were both December and May. Amused from the sight of several large whales, early in the afternoon, a ship on starboard side, to which the captain spoke and had some conversation, a large brig on starboard side, whose captain had long been ill. Chief mate and 2 sailors came on board to solicit a parcel of medicine of their captain. Very shortly came alongside, we had a full view of the passenger and number of passengers, 130, sailing from Limerick, Ireland. Towards evening, a large bark came on to us. Captain spoke to them. A splendid sight, 3 ships abreast, full rigged. In the evening went about the ship to ascertain how many teetotalers are on board. Obtained 7 new ones, which now makes the number 28. Old members, 23, found total of 51, including mate and 2 seamen. Mate said he had been in 4 quarters of the world and could do without intoxicating drink anymore. Here the diary ends, and according to George Davy, they arrived in Quebec on May 29th, 1850. I hope you enjoyed the reading of this diary. It gives you insight into the struggles that our past relatives have gone through to bring us to where we are today.